Cease to persuade, my loving Proteus. Homekeeping youth have ever homely wits. Were not affection, change thy tender days to the sweet glances of thy honored love. I rather would entreat thy company to see the wonders of the world abroad than living dully sluggardized at home, wear out thy youth with shapeless idleness. But since thou lovest, love still, and thrive therein, even as I would when I to love begin.
Wilt thou become, sweet Valentine, adieu? Think on thy Proteus when thou haply seest some rare noteworthy object in thy travel. Wish me partaker in thy happiness when thou dost meet good hap, and in thy danger, if ever danger do environ thee, commend thy grievance to my holy prayers, for I will be thy beadsman, Valentine.
And on a love book pray for my success?
Upon some book I love, I'll pray for thee.
That's on some shallow story of deep love, how young Leander crossed the Hellespont.
That's a deep story of a deeper love, for he was more than over shoes in love.
'Tis true, for you are over boots in love, and yet you never swam the Hellespont.
Over the boots? Nay, give me not the boots.
No, I will not, for in boots thee not.
What?
To be in love, where scorn is bought with groans, coy looks with heart-sore sighs, one fading moment's mirth with 20 watchful, weary, tedious nights. If haply won, perhaps a hapless gain. If lost, by then a grievous labour won. However, but a folly bought with wit, or else a wit by folly vanquished.
So by your circumstance, you call me fool.
So by your circumstance, I fear you'll prove.
'Tis love, you cavil at. I'm not love.
Love is your master, for he masters you. And he that is so yoked by a fool, methinks, should not be chronicled for wise.
Yet writers say, as in the sweetest bud the eating canker dwells, so eating love inhabits in the finest wits of all.
And writers say, as the most forward bud is eaten by the canker ere it blow, even so by love the young and tender wit is turned to folly, blasting in the bud, losing his verdure even in the prime, and all the fair effects of future hopes. But wherefore waste I time to counsel thee, that art a votary to fond desire? Once more adieu. My father of the road expects my coming, there to see me shipped.
Thither will I bring thee, Valentine.
Sweet Proteus, no. Now, let us take our leave. To Milan, let me hear from thee by letters of thy success in love, and what news else betideth here in absence of thy friend. And I likewise will visit thee with mine.
All happiness perchance to thee in Milan.
As much to you at home. And so, farewell.
He after honor hunts, I after love. He leaves his friends to dignify them more. I leave myself, my friends, and all for love. Thou, Julia, thou hast metamorphosed me, made me neglect my studies, lose my time, war with good counsel, set the world at naught, made wit with musing weak, heart sick.
Sir Proteus, oh, saviour, saw you me master.
But now he partly tends to embark for Milan.
Oh, 20 to 1 then, he's shipped already and I've played the sheep in losing him.
Indeed, a sheep doth very often stray, and if the shepherd be a while away.
Oh, you conclude that my master is a shepherd then, and I sheep.
I do.
Why then, my horns are his horns, whether I wake or sleep.
A silly answer, and fitting well a sheep.
This proves me still a sheep.
True. And thy master a shepherd.
Nay, that I can deny by circumstance.
It shall go hard, but I'll prove it by another.
The shepherd seeks the sheep, not the sheep the shepherd. But I seek me master, and me master seeks not me, therefore I am no sheep.
The sheep for fodder follow the shepherd. The shepherd for food follows not the sheep. Thou for wages followest thy master. Thy master for wages follows not thee. Therefore thou art a sheep.
Such another proof will make me cry bar.
But dost thou hear? Gavest thou my letter to Julia?
Oh, aye, sir. I, a lost mutton, gave your letter to her a lace mutton, and she, a lace mutton, gave me a lost mutton, nothing for me labour.
Here's too small a pasture for such a store of muttons.
If the ground be overcharged, you were best stick her.
Nay, in that you're astray. 'Twere best pound you.
Oh, nay, sir, less than a pound shall serve me for carrying your letter.
You mistake. I mean the pound, a pinfold.
From a pound to a pin, fold it over and over. 'Tis threefold too little for carrying a letter to your lover.
But what said she?
Aye.
Nod. Aye. Why, that's nodding.
Oh, you mistook, sir. I say she did nod, and you asked me if she did nod, and I say aye.
And that said together is nodding.
No, you've taken your pains to set it together. Take it for your pains.
No.
No, you shall have it for bearing the letter.
Well, I perceive I must be fain to bear with you.
Why, sir? How do you bear with me?
Marry, sir, the letter very orderly, having nothing but the word noddy for me pains.
Beshrew me, but you have a quick wit.
And yet it cannot overtake your slow purse.
Come, come, open the matter in brief. What said she?
Open your purse that the money and the matter may be both at once delivered.
Well, sir, here is for your pains.
Oh.
What said she?
Truly, sir, I think you'll hardly win her.
Why? Couldst thou perceive so much from her?
Yes, I could perceive nothing at all from her. No, not so much as a ducat for delivering your letter. And being so hard to me that brought your mind, I fear she'll prove as hard to you in telling your mind. Give her no token but stones, for she's as hard as steel.
What said she? Nothing.
No, not so much as a take this for thy pains. Oh, to testify your bounty, I thank you. You've tested me. In requital whereof, henceforth, carry your letters yourself. And so, sir, I'll commend you to me, master.
Go, go, be gone, to save your ship from wreck, which cannot perish, having thee aboard, being destined to a drier death on shore. I must go send some better messenger. I fear my Julia would not deign my lines of receiving them from such a worthless post.